what turned out to be one of my favorite spots in Tokyo gave us a break from the mad pace of the city just when we needed it. It's called The Lion. Music fills the room, classical music. It's a dark, wood-paneled cafe, but it looks almost like a chapel. A chapel where people are smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee. Rows of wooden benches all face toward these 12-foot wooden speakers, almost like an altar. And the music is played on old LPs. You can hear the hiss and scratches, but the sound is still incredible. There's one man sitting alone in the back with a pen in hand going over a manuscript. There's another guy reading by himself. There's one sleeping in his seat. Nobody speaks. Everyone is perfectly quiet, just listening. It's amazing. It's like stepping through some kind of time warp or into a piece of fiction, a story set in some quasi-European place between the world wars. And I realized that these old-school classical music freaks in The Lion were just as obsessed with their fantasy as any other otaku. So what is the real Tokyo?
City of changing. Constantly changing, changing, changing.
Coming up, we'll leave all the otaku dreamscapes behind, and I'll go wandering with an architect who takes me off the grid.
Now we're walking through an empty little lot.
It's a new pass.
This feels very illegal, Yoshi.
That's ahead in Studio 360 from PRI, Public Radio International, and WNYC.
What does that mean?
We'll be right back, so just stay where you are.